Hello again, I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Thursday, the 11th of October. Nancy Pearl is going to join us in just a moment. If you have questions about books you ought to be reading, or if you want to tell her about a book, or if you want her to remember a book that you read, and she can do this 20 years ago and you can't remember the title, that's what happens to me all the time. She'll remember. Nancy has written a ton of books. The one that we are offering as a premium for those of you who pledge this hour at $100 is Book Crush for Kids and Teens, recommended reading for every mood, moment, and interest. And it's a wonderful book. It's her latest book. I love the way she puts these together. $100 pledge, and we'll be happy to send you that book. And so this hour will go on and on and on and on and on, because of all the books that you'll be reading. Nancy is joining us momentarily. Rhonda Fanning is our wonderful producer. Rhonda, did you know, is a librarian. I just love it.
I thought that was a secret until now.
And I think that her background just fits so well for producing terrific talk shows, because she digs and finds the right person. And so Rhonda's here to ask you to give us some money.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Rhonda.
First of all, I would like to thank everyone who
called last
hour, because we did make our goal.
Thank you
very much. But I have some exciting news this hour.
Well,
besides the fact that Nancy is on, which is always exciting, Schwartz Bookshops has also gave us a challenge grant that if we make our goal of $9,000, they're going to give us an additional $500.
Great.
So it's so important that we call this hour or log on WPR.org or give one of our wonderful volunteers a call at 800-383-9772. $100 is going to give you Nancy Pearl's latest book. And why don't you tell them about that, Kathleen?
It's a great book. She has talked for a long time about doing one of her Book Crush books. You know, she did Book Lust, More Book Lust. This one is for kids and for teenagers, and it's for every mood, moment, and interest. It's for those who are a little bit older teenagers. It's for young people. And she always arranges her books in such interesting fashions. Interesting fashion. So she looks at, just...
Your interests, your
hobbies.
Yeah,
exactly.
Know a kid who's, you know, your son who likes soccer, likes animals. I'm sure there's a book
baseball.
There for geared right towards
right.
a soccer
And she's
animal.
I hate to say this, but she's become kind of a personal librarian in a way in that. And she has for all of us. That's why she's so terrific. She knows my son. She knows his reading interests. She's given me baseball stories, fantasy stories for him. And every time she recommends a book, Nancy, I love her, and it's hard for her to give me these, because you go to the bookstore and you get what Nancy recommended, and now you know how many books we read in the course of a week here. There are just more books and more books, because I would never say no to a book that Nancy recommended. She just knows books. She really knows books.
Wrong.
No, she sure doesn't.
And for $100 this hour, we can make our $9,000 goal. You'll get a copy of Nancy's book. So log on WPR. Give us a call, 800-383-9772.
800-383-9772. Our goal is, what is our goal?
$9,000? $9,000. And if we make
that goal, $9,000.
Schwartz Bookshops is going to throw in an additional $500. So it's so important to make that goal this hour.
Great. Okay. Thanks very much, Rhonda.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Rhonda, the librarian. And Nancy actually has a little figure, too. Oh, no, don't fall down, Nancy. Nancy, the librarian, and it's sitting right in front of me right now, along with a stack of books that Bill brought in. Thank you, Bill. There's Nancy. I mean, how many librarians in the world have this figure of a librarian that's... It's fashioned after them. Nancy Pearl is our guest. Nancy has worked as a librarian, a bookseller in Detroit, Tulsa, Seattle. She knows books. She really knows books. She is the former executive director of the Washington Center for the Book. She celebrates the written word, speaks at bookstores and libraries all over the country. She is the author of Book Lust, More Book Lust, the Book Lust Journal, Reader's Calendar. She's done that as well. Now Read This, A Guide to Mainstream Fiction. Now Read This, A Guide to Mainstream Fiction. One is from 1990 to 2001, another from 1978 to 1998. You hear her frequently on Morning Edition, where she talks about books. And her latest book, and it is our gift to you for pledging at a mere $100, you're going to get Book Crush. It is for kids and teens, recommended reading for every mood, moment, and interest. So that's our gift to you for pledging during the course of this hour. And Nancy is our guest. Oh, I should tell you that she became the 50th winner of the Women's National Book Association Award for her extraordinary contribution to the world of books in the year 2004. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Kathleen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. It's been a while. Great to talk to you.
I it's always so much fun to talk to you. I look forward to this all the time.
Yeah,
so.
I do too. You know, and I read yesterday, I was sitting at dinner reading all of your recommendations. You do this on a regular basis, too, is that you pick books and then you write these wonderful descriptions of all of them. So books I normally wouldn't even want to read, you write about them in such a captivating fashion that it makes me want to branch out and read literature that I normally wouldn't read.
Oh, well, that's my goal.
I know.
That's what I really think that libraries and librarians are all about, is to really broaden the world of the reader in all sorts of ways, not just with the books they read, but with, you know, programs that libraries have and everything that the library offers.
So, right.
So you're like the guinea pig.
Well, as I said during the first few minutes of the show, whatever you tell me to read, Nancy, I mean, I'm not kidding about this. I go get the book. I really do. I go get the book. Even though I have a ton of reading to do for this show during the course of the week, I go get that book.
I know you do.
Yeah. What are some of the picks? I know you do them for each month. What's something that is so wonderful that you really want everybody to start a book club on this book? You want them to go read it right now?
Well, it's actually a graphic novel, and there are a lot of them that I could talk about, but the graphic, I've really become very interested in the whole notion of graphic novels and what we call reading graphic novels. But to talk about graphic novels in terms of reading, I think, is kind of a misnomer, and certainly the catch-all phrase graphic novels does not begin to express what that medium has to offer readers and viewers. But there's a wonderful new graphic novel out called Thunderland, and it's written by a guy named written and drawn by a guy named Brian Talbot, and it's the story of his two loves in the world, and they are his hometown of Sunderland, England, which is in the northeast corner of England, and Alice in Wonderland and Alice Through the Looking Glass. And this graphic novel, which has the appearance of a comic, so people will be familiar with that, has, I mean, absolutely everything in it, from the history of the town, the legend of the worm, which is now spelled W-O-R-M, but originally, I think in Middle English, it was W-Y-R-M, and meant not the worm as we know, but a dragon. Hmm. So there's the legend of the dragon of Sunderland that he talks about, and all the famous people who come from that area. I mean, it's kind of done in a non-linear way, so that it's almost like you're in this dream, which is so like what happens to Alice. In Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm. And you write also about another graphic, I guess you are interested in the genre right now, the graphic novel Fun Home, which sounded really appealing to me, and I wouldn't even think of reading a graphic novel.
Yeah, you should pick this up. Fun Home is a wonderful, wonderful memoir by a young cartoonist named Ellen Bechtel, and it's the story of growing up in her somewhat dysfunctional family. Very much dysfunctional family, actually, but because it's learning quite late in life that her father was a closeted gay man, and it's the story of her thinking about that and her own coming out as a lesbian. So there's much in it, and the pictures really add a lot to it.
Mm-hmm. I know you're a fan, and a lot of people love reading historical fiction. I think it's a great way to go, particularly for young people as well. It's a hard thing to do because you have to get the history right.
Right.
But you have a recommendation of one on Ulysses Grant, you know, who's from this part of the country, and I think he's a real fascinating guy.
He is, and I think that what Max, I can't remember the author's name.
Max Byrd.
Yeah, Max Grant. No,
Max Byrd.
Max Byrd.
Yeah, Max Byrd's book on Grant.
Right. Max Bird has done a series of historical fiction, but this one on Grant, I think, is especially, I liked it very, very much, partly because it focuses on Grant, not during his Civil War service, and certainly not in the time that during his presidency, but after his first term was over and he was contemplating running again and suffering from throat cancer. It's told, what Bird does is kind of the way I like to read historical fiction, where the authors mingle real people with their invented characters.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture in Max Bird's book, I think, of Washington will be one that's very familiar to all of us today.
Hmm. Yeah, that sounds like something that I'd love to read. I read somewhere, too, I wonder if you're familiar with the story of how Grant was so desperately in love with his wife that he was really, he has this reputation of being a heavy drinker, but he could only drink, he couldn't take alcohol very well at all, and took one drink and was kind of stumbling down, but he would only drink when he was away from his wife.
Well, and weren't there were also stories about Grant, you know, that his wife was kind of the focus of a lot of dislike among the populace.
Right, right.
So there's lots of parallels in that way, too.
Yeah.
But two other secret drinkers, or drinkers who couldn't drink in front of their mothers, were Winston Churchill and FDR.
They couldn't drink in front of their mothers?
No, their mothers totally disapproved of drink.
Ah.
So whenever they met at the White House, that was always very exciting for them because they could tipple. Or do you say take a tipple or just tipple?
I don't know, Nancy. I'm not familiar with that jargon, but I like take a tipple. I think
that's
it rings
right.
Better. Any books that you recommend, I'm totally engrossed, partially because I'm spending a lot of time with my dad these days, and he's a World War II veteran. He's very sick, and we're just having these extraordinary conversations about World War II and I'm totally engrossed in Ken Burns' film,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is very well done. And we had Jeffrey Ward, the author, with us last week. Have you got any recommendations for either good historical fiction World War II or just things that we ought to read? Because I think many people are absorbed in this documentary.
Well, one of the best books about the last few years of World War II is by Mary Doria Russell, and it's called A Thread of Grace.
A Thread of Grace.
A Thread of Grace. And she wrote it to explore what happened when, why in northern Italy, and Italy, I think, in general, 80 to 90% of the Jews living in Italy, or those who had escaped to Italy, survived. And that percentage was the opposite in Austria, as we know, Poland, huh. Hungary. And so in this book, she examines, which is a novel, she examines that whole, through the experiences of a large cast of characters, both Jewish and not Jewish, rabbis, priests, just the ordinary person, those decisions that one has to make during wartime about, that will have a huge impact both on one's life and other people's lives. I thought it was a remarkable book. Rick Atkinson has written the second of his, what's going to be a trilogy, about World War II battles. And this one is Sicily and Italy.
Hmm.
And he's good, very good, very, very readable.
Mm-hmm. We're going to welcome phone calls for Nancy, and our number is 800-486-8655. If you're joining us in Milwaukee, it is 414-227-2050, 414-227-2050. If you need a book recommendation, I got to tell you, this woman will give you one. If you want to let her know about a book that you think is terrific, that would be great. Her latest book, if you need recommendations for young people, for young children or for teenagers, her latest book is Book Crush, for kids and teens, recommended reading for every mood, moment, and interest. And we are so happy, A, to have Nancy as a fairly regular guest with us, B, happy that she's doing the work that she's doing, which is elevating the book in this country in such a thorough way. And C, we're happy to offer as a premium to those of you who pledge at $100, Book Crush. This is her latest book, and she's written many others, but you'll love the book. It's just filled with all kinds of recommendations, and you don't necessarily have to be a kid or a teen. I have a friend who just reads children's books. Why not? So add this to your library, and it's a double thing. You'll get the book, and we elevate reading here as well. Plus, you'll help us out in our all-important fall pledge drive. The pledge number is 800-383-9772. 800-383-9772. Or you could pledge at WPR.org. I'm Kathleen Dunn. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Nancy Pearl is our guest this hour. Nancy has worked as a librarian. She's also worked as a bookseller. She's worked in various places in the country. Calls Seattle her home, really. And she developed a lot of, we call ourselves the Ideas Network. She started this program, which was such a wonderful idea and has caught on all over the country if all of Seattle read the same book. She's the former executive director of the Washington Center for the Book. She speaks at bookstores, libraries all over the country. She's a regular commentator about books on Morning Edition on the NPR, and she is the 50th winner of the Women's National Book Association Award for her extraordinary contribution to the world of books. Let's go to phone calls for Nancy. Our number and lines are open now for you to join the conversation on air. 800-486-8655 on air. 800-486-8655. Or in Milwaukee, it is 227-2050. Robert from Stevens Point. Hi, Robert.
Hello. Yes. I don't know if you've, I don't know if the guest has ever read the book in question, but since you mentioned graphic novels, I was wondering if you've ever read the book *Pride of Baghdad* by Brian K. Vaughan.
I have not. Do you recommend it?
I would. Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea what it's about, or do I have to describe?
Why don't you describe a little bit? Because most of us won't know what it's about.
It's more of the graphic novels about a pride of lions who escaped from the Baghdad Zoo during at the beginning of the Iraq War, and they comment on everything from the war, the dictatorship, and the animals working at odds with each other are meant to represent different factions. Iraqi factions in real life. And it's meant to be an allegory. It's meant to operate the same way that George Orwell's Animal Farm commented on Stalinism.
Uh-huh. Oh, it sounds fascinating, doesn't it, Nancy?
It does, and there's another book that reminded me of that's just recently out by Diane Ackerman, who is such a wonderful nonfiction writer. But this is a book called The Zookeeper's Wife, and it's a World War II book. It's about the husband and wife who lived in Warsaw during the war and ran the zoo, and they were kind of Oscar Schindlers in Warsaw. They rescued Jews and used the rescued Jews and sort of ferreted them out of Warsaw, out of the Warsaw ghetto, into what we hoped was freedom, but through the zoo. So this is a book both about animal. I mean, you know, you just get such a wonderful sense of this main character, the zookeeper's wife, in Ackerman's book. So I think that would be a good one.
Right. Thanks so much for the call. Linda is next from Oshkosh. Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. I hope you can recall this. Last year I was listening to Nancy, and she recommended a book, and I think you read it also, Kathleen. It was a book about World War II where a young man went back to Poland to try and discover his family's heritage or something.
Yes.
And I couldn't write it down fast enough.
Yes.
I wonder if you remember what it is.
It's called The 6 Million. Let me just double check. It's called Lost.
Yes.
By Mendelsohn.
Yes. Yes, I did read that, yeah.
Oh, what a wonderful book.
Yes.
I'm sorry, say that again?
It's called Lost.
Lost?
Lost, L-O-S-T.
Oh, Lost. Oh, yes, okay.
By Mendelsohn.
Mendelssohn. Oh, perfect.
Right. And Kathleen, your husband read it, too.
Oh, yes. He loved it. He was totally absorbed by it.
Yeah.
That's what you had said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, I'm glad you had a chance a year later to ask this question. It's a long time to wait.
It is. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much for the call.
And that was a book that received awards and was loved by and respected by a large number of people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. He.
It was really good.
Very, very good. Let's go to Katie from Rhinelander. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Good. Nancy, I'm really excited about your new book. I have a daughter who is turning 7 this weekend, and she has been reading since she was 3.
Uh-huh.
And she's devoured everything that's on the market that's appropriate for her age level, and we're really struggling finding things for her to read that are appropriate for her age. So I was wondering if you had any recommendations.
That's certainly a wonderful, wonderful age for books that she's moving into. And I think that's so exciting. And Book Crush does have some fabulous, fabulous recommendations. A couple that I really loved, one is a book called Clementine by a woman named Sarah Pennypacker.
Oh, yes. I love that name.
Yeah, isn't that a great name? Now, her first book I especially loved, which is Clementine. And Clementine is a girl who is a little bit of a handful for her parents.
Hmm.
But these are her great her great and everyday adventures. So that would be a good one. Another good series, which Kathleen, I bet you read when you were a kid, too, are the Great Brain books by John D. Fitzgerald.
I don't think I have, Nancy.
The Great Brain. They're so much fun.
Okay.
It's set in the turn of the 20th century, in a small town in Utah. The Fitzgerald family, these are kind of lightly veiled, very funny autobiographies, but the Fitzgerald family is one of the few Catholic families in this heavily Mormon town.
Ah.
And John D. is the younger brother of the Great Brain, who is his brother Tom.
Hmm.
So there's humor and a kind of nice picture of a family and a time period and a place. So those are just two suggestions I think that your daughter might enjoy.
Great. Wonderful. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. What was it like for you, Nancy? I know that you, to escape a very difficult childhood, spent a lot of time at the library. What was it like for you to revisit this whole world of, you were coming up with a lot of new material. Too,
right, but a lot
the
of
latest
it was
book.
Yeah,
what was that like for you? Because you read widely, but to go so deeply into the world of children's literature is something slightly different.
It is, and it was. There were many things that I was struck by. One of those was very distressing to me in the sense that a lot of the books that I wanted to include were published in the 50s and the 60s, early 70s maybe. And when I reread them with an eye to putting them in the book, I really was distressed by the use of stereotypes and the kind of attitude toward people that we wouldn't countenance today. And so even books like the Laura Ingalls Wilder books, which I would hate to see a child grow up not having read because I think they're so wonderful, the attitude toward American Indians in that book is exemplified by Laura's mother's fear and distaste for them, is something that really makes, contemporary readers a little bit uncomfortable. And some of those books I did include. I think that they're good opportunities for parents and kids to talk about changing attitudes and the powerful, how powerful language can be.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those books just stepped over whatever invisible line I had made for myself, just went too far, and I just could not include them, even though I really wanted to, because I had loved those books as a child.
Right. Yeah, oh, that's...
And then the other thing that I noticed when I was doing this is, because I spent a lot of time meeting with kids of all ages from first to second graders through seniors in high school, and I would talk to them about the books that they liked. And I noticed how thrilled they were when I would say, oh, that's one of my favorites, too.
Hmm.
This is especially true the older the kids got. So I remember one encounter with some high school students in Youngstown, Ohio, and I was, you know, I started out by saying, well, here are some of my favorite books that I think you might enjoy, too. And one of them is a book called Sunshine by Robin McKinley, which I don't read vampire books. I'm not a horror fan. But it's a book about a vampire and a girl, and it's just absolutely wonderful.
Hmm.
And this girl in the audience, young woman in the audience, said, oh, I loved that book.
Oh.
And then I said, oh, and another book I loved that made me think of is Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman, who is a Wisconsin, I think he lives in Wisconsin, a great, great fantasy writer. I said, I love Neverwhere. It's one of my all-time favorite books. And the same girl said, oh, that's Kyle.
Oh, no.
You know, and then we just went on trading books back and forth.
Mm.
And she was so, I think we need to do more of that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do more of validating the choices our children make in reading. And the best way to do that is to read the book yourself and talk about it with them.
Right, right. David from Green Bay is our next caller. Nancy, hi, David.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, David.
I know that Ken Burns' documentary has certainly swept away the country, I think, and it's such a powerful, story. One of the things I think might be overlooked is the incredible series of books that Winston Churchill wrote about, World War II, his memoirs. I think there's a volume of six volumes that he wrote, and they were published in the early 1950s. But they, they chronicle the whole war as seen by, the mind that really ran it and the strategist and so forth. And, it's certainly for someone who has, been exposed to that memoir, it fits very well with the Ken Burns documentary as a way of looking at, the personal view of it all from Winston Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great series for history buffs. And it would make a nice sort of added dimension to the Ken Burns. I agree.
Yeah. Thanks, David, so much for your call. We're in a pledge drive, I want to remind you. And for those of you who can pledge at the $100 level, you're going to get all kinds of recommendations for young people. Nancy's latest book, which is Book Crush for Kids and Teens, recommended reading for every mood, moment, and interest. She is the author of course, a lot of other books. But this one has more than 1,000 books. They're organized into 118 extremely creative lists, and it's a great book to have as a reference and to keep for a long, long time. So if you can pledge at $100, we're happy to send you that, Nancy's latest book, Book Crush. And so if you'd like to pledge, well, you can either go online at WPR.org, or the 800 number to pledge is 800-383-9772, 800-383-9772. Let's go to Barb from Green Bay, our next caller. Hi, Barb.
Good morning. And I am another Ken Burns fan. And at the same time this show was being advertised and I knew it was going to be on, the war, I was reading a book called The American Homefront, 1941-42, by Alistair Cook.
Oh.
And he, the main body of this book is about he took a trip around the perimeter of the United States, and first of all, he had to make sure he had four good tires and was able to get gasoline because of all the rationing. But it's just a look at how the war affected the people back home in large cities and in small towns. And it's really, it's just great. And Kathleen, it might be something that you and your dad could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But his style of writing, coming from Great Britain, I don't know if I'd say his style is a little more formal, so you have to kind of get into it and get used to it. But it's a wonderful book, and that's my comment.
Oh, thanks so much for the call. Nancy?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say.
You're on.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought you were going to say something.
No.
Alistair Cook, I think, you know, did a whole bunch of a lot of histories that were not done for scholars, but for just history fans. And I think that his writing, which perhaps does, as the caller said, take some getting used to, is so engrossing in the end that you don't, you know, you just sort of fall into it and learn so much without sort of feeling that you're being hit over the head. The home front as a whole is a really interesting period, and I think there's a new book, which I believe I've read about or seen, on the home front during World War II.
I didn't mean for this a lot of the conversation to be about World War II, but there's a lot of interest in this right now, I'm sensing. Yeah, obviously there is. Thanks for the call. Jolene from Ashland. Hi, Jolene.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What I'm wondering is, I just finished the Douglas Preston book, The Codex, and I love the adventure in there, and I'm wondering if there's another author that I could go to, since I'm almost finished with his writings.
Do you want that kind of, for an over-the-top adventure, you know, that kind of maybe Indiana Jones, but
yes,
in print?
Exactly.
An author who I would highly recommend is an Australian writer named Matthew Riley, R-E-I-L-L-Y. His newest one, which is just coming out, is called The Seven Secret Stones, I think, or something like that. But almost any of Matthew Riley's books are just that kind of page-turning adventures.
Wonderful.
If you want to move a little bit into science fiction, if you don't mind that, but you want the sort of same heart-pounding adrenaline rush of those adventures, a really good one is called Altered Carbon by Richard Morgan. And that one is the kind of book that you pick up when... It's the perfect airplane book. I mean, it's the perfect book to take you out of whatever world you're in and plunge you into the world that the author has created. So I would recommend that one as well. But don't miss Matthew Riley.
Thank you so much for the call. An email, Nancy. The books that hold my attention, Larry from Rudolph writes, are inspirational books about people who have experienced life-changing events and tell well the experience, the details of the experience. Any recommendations?
Yes. There's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful memoir by a man named Floyd Skloot, S-K-L-O-O-T, and it's called In the Shadow of Memory. And this is the story of what happened. Floyd Skloot, who lived in Portland, Oregon, was taking a cross-country plane trip, and when he got landed in Washington, he realized, went to his hotel, went to bed, got up in the morning, and realized that something really was wrong with him, and it turned out that what happened was that he had a brain virus that caused him to really make his brain look like Swiss cheese.
Oh my goodness!
And so there were just holes in his brain, holes in his memory, holes in his in the whole way that his brain was processing things. And he was a poet and a writer, and he talks in this book about what that experience is like. And when you're reading the book, I remember my sense was, I was reading this book and I was thinking, this book is so beautifully written and it's so just inspiring. But this, you know, this could not have happened to him, because he couldn't write this well if he has the kind of disease that he's talking about. And then in one of the later chapters, he says that each one of those chapters took him months and months and months to write.
Oh, bless him.
It's just an amazing book, In the Shadow of Memory. One of the best memoirs I've ever read.
Oof. All right. There's a huge recommendation. Enjoy it. Let's go next to Joe from Fitchburg. Hello, Joe.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like some advice on types of books or authors that I could recommend to my 13-year-old twin boys. They've absorbed the whole Harry Potter series and that genre and love it. But what I'd like to turn them on to is Boy, for lack of better comparison, something along the lines of Richard Halberton, sort of travel adventure, that sort of thing. But I'm really at a loss for what else they could read that that would offer them that kind of writing and topic.
I think to get from where they are to where you want them to be is going to be a series of little steps. That
okay.
is a series of books that probably will hopefully lead to where you want them to be. I think that books by Edward Bloor, B-L-O-O-R, would be really good follow-up to the Harry Potter book. There's a brand new book out called Alcatraz versus the Evil Librarian.
What a title, Nancy.
I know, it's a great title. It's a great title. And Alcatraz Smedri, who is the hero, is 13 years old. And it turns out that he, along with his grandfather, Leavenworth Smedri, I mean, I didn't realize until the end of the book, it didn't, like, strike me that all the Smedri males are named after prisons. But I think in many ways that Richard Halliburton travel experience is what many kids and even adult readers get from fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
It's that being taken to and exploring another world. And there are tons of those. The Susan Cooper book, fantasy novels, that the first one is Over Sea Under Stone, which brings in the whole King Arthur legend.
Mm.
That's what I would, that's the direction I would go. I think that there's a great book by an Australian writer named Marcus Zusak called I Am the Thief, which is called The Book Thief, not I Am the Thief, The Book Thief,
mm.
Which is narrated by Death. And, all those books are going to really give your boys a sense of another world, which I think is what Richard Halliburton did.
Sure, and I'm sorry, what was the last name of Marcus, the Australian writer?
Yeah, Zusak, Z-U-S-A-K. They're all in Book Crush.
Okay, great. Thank you for your help.
Yes, thanks so much for the call. Nancy Pearl, our extraordinary librarian, is our guest this hour on the Ideas Network.
You could win Midwest Airlines tickets, 6 months of Racine Danish Kringle, Green Bay Packers tickets, Starbucks coffee, a bed and breakfast package, and so much more. Your chance to win happens automatically when you pledge any amount right now. Online at WPR.org or by calling 800-383-9772.
Nancy Pearl is our guest. We are in a pledge drive, so our time is a little bit short with her. But what a treat it's been for many years now to have Nancy as our librarian. I love the fact that some of you waited for a whole year to call her back. She's on much more than once a year, but you remembered a book she recommended a year ago, and now you call today to make sure that you got the book. And now you're reading it now. Nancy is a real treasure and has brought books to so many people. I can't thank her enough for all the books that she's recommended for me and for my son. You know, she's guided him through reading for many years now. She is just a treasure, and we're so happy to have her with us on the air. Now I'm going to ask her to tell you to give us some money. And we're happy as a $100 thank you to give you a copy of Book Crush. And you know, I mean, you keep books alive. We keep ideas alive, Nancy. I think that what you're doing and what we're doing here at Public Radio, or it would be a different world if you weren't around and if Public Radio weren't around. I don't think that's overstating the case, do you? Are you there, Nancy? Oh, she's not there anymore. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, at any rate, she would have said yes, and she would have said to call to pledge. Our number for a pledge is 800-383-9772, and online it's WPR.org. You know, of all the hours, this is one of those hours you want to reach a goal. It is high, I know, of $9,000, but we've brought Nancy to our studios before to do shows. She's been in Milwaukee frequently at the library here talking about books. She really is a treasure. She's given us book recommendations. She remembers everything she's ever read. She's just terrific. So for those of you who pledge at $100, Book Crush is yours. 800 800-383-9772 is the number, 800-383-9772. Rhonda Fanning, librarian, who is the producer of this program, is with us. Hello again, Rhonda.
Good morning.
And also Bill Estes, who's manager here in our Milwaukee offices. Hello, Bill.
Good morning.
Hello. So let's get the phones going. We got some work to do here. We're at $1,580, and we'd like to reach $9,000.
Maybe everyone's just logging on to WPR.org.
I don't know.
That's it.
Could be.
WPR.org is our secure website. If you'd like to pledge online, very easy to do. Take 2 minutes, WPR.org. We don't sell your name. We don't give your name away. We don't trade your name to any other organization. We keep your privacy here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So whether you go to WPR.org and pledge, or whether you call one of our volunteers, 800-383-9772. Be aware that your name is secure here. And we have $7,400 to go in the next 12 minutes, so
yeah,
we need to hear
going.
From you. And we do have a very special challenge going on right now. Rhonda, tell us about that.
That's right. If we do make our hourly goal this hour of $9,000, we're going to get that extra $500 from Schwartz Books Shops. Also, another great Milwaukee
yes.
tradition.
Yes, it is.
So this hour, people who love books, I know you do, all of our listeners. And more importantly, people, not only do they love reading, but they love talking about what they are reading or what they have read. Mm-hmm. And it's so indicative of the show. I mean, on average week, we might have 3, 4, 5, maybe up to 6 books.
Right.
And you get an entire hour talking about that book with the actual author of that book. So this is what you come to expect from public radio. Please continue your support. $100 this hour is going to get you a copy of Nancy's new book, WPR.org, or give us a call at 800-383-9772.
You know, even if you don't get the book for yourself, it is for kids and for teenagers. We talk extensively about how important it is for people to read. We do show after show. Young people need to read. That's what it is. It's all about reading. Take this book, pledge $100, and give this book to your local school, give this book to your local library, give this book to your neighbor who's got children if you don't, or if your children are all grown, or somebody you may want to read these books yourselves. But it is an important, you know how she reads. You know her recommendations are picked very, very carefully, and they're good books.
Right.
So, whoa, there goes a phone. So call. This is the only hour that we're offering this as a premium. And Nancy's worth it. Her recommendations are worth it. 800-383-9772 is the number. 800-383-9772. Big goal. Got a ways to go. WPR.org.
And this is only the first day of our pledge drive for the fall. And it's at a very important pledge time because we rely on listeners just like you to help pay for your favorite radio service and help support your favorite radio station. Go to your phone right now. Pledge at the $100 level. That's $8.30 or $8.40
yeah,
a month.
Too much.
Very, very inexpensive and a very easy way for you to become involved as a supporter of this program. And as Rhonda said, numerous books are presented and discussed. It's your Book of the Day Club here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your access to lifelong learning. And you'll hear from novelists, from researchers, from politicians, from people in science and medicine every single week here on Wisconsin Public Radio. If you think that's a good idea, if you learn from it, and you enjoy that lifelong learning experience that you get only here on Wisconsin Public Radio, go to your phone right now. Pledge at the $100 level, you will receive Nancy Pearl's latest book, but also you'll help us make this goal this hour, and then the Harry W. Schwartz Bookshops here in Southeast Wisconsin are going to kick in an additional $500. Do it right now, 800-383-9772.
She really is our personal librarian, and she is so qualified. She just has this great love for books, you can tell. And I love her taste in books. It's incredibly eclectic. She's into gothic novels now.
Right.
That would be something that would be a stretch for me to read that, but she gets so excited about it and writes these beautiful reviews that she makes you want to branch into something that you haven't done before. And that's what reading is about as well. So I just think she's a treasure, and we're so blessed to have her with us pretty often here in these 9 to 11 hours. If you would agree, And if you could pledge $100, we'll send you Book Crush, her latest book, with our deepest thanks for listening and for keeping alive books. 800-383-9772. 800-383-9772.
And it is important that she finally put together a compilation for children, because getting the right book, the right fit for kids, to keep kids engaged and keeping them want to read, to put down one book, to pick up another one, it can be challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And this book breaks it down into, you know, age groups, hobbies, interests, likes. I know sometimes going to a library or a bookstore can be a little overwhelming because there's just so many, and it's hard to find the right one that, you know, to match up with a certain kid, a certain personality. So this is the hour. $100 is going to give you, you know, your own personal librarian, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So please log on,
yeah,
WPR.org, or give us a call at 800-383-9772.
When you make that call and when you make your pledge, it's only going to take a couple of minutes. We have volunteers standing there. If you're a new member and have never pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio, why not do it this hour in the next 10 minutes and receive Nancy Prohl's latest book? We ask for your name, your address, a couple of phone numbers, an email address, and then how much you want to pledge, and the amount that you want to pledge and how you want to pledge it. Do you want us to bill you quarterly? You want to send us a check all at once? You decide that, but go to your phone right now and help pay for this service. The lifelong learning opportunities will continue tomorrow and the next day and the next day. But we're coming to you right now during this break to try to encourage you to become a member, support the great programming that Kathleen and Rhonda bring you every day, and help support this service. 800-383-9772.
The book is an important one to have in your library if you have young people in your family, be they just born or be they teenagers. Nancy has very carefully selected books that will be good for them in living their lives. You know, books help us live our lives. 800-383-9772 is our number. $100 pledge. We'll be very happy to send you a copy of Book Crush. And, of course, a promise that Nancy will join us again. She's with us pretty often. She likes you and likes being on this program. WPR.org is the website if you'd like to do that, WPR.org. Rhonda, make them call.
800-383-9772. We're coming down to the end of the hour, and we are a good ways from our goal this hour. So help us out, WPR.org, or call now, 800-383-9772. We would love to get that challenge grant from Schwartz Bookshops that is offered this hour and this hour only of that additional $500. So please go to your computers, WPR.org, and pledge.
Thor and Joan from Viroqua called in a pledge. They say Wisconsin Public Radio and Kathleen Dunn is an informative breath of fresh air. Nancy from River Hills, Wisconsin, called in. She says that she believes Kathleen is a treasure in our community. If you agree, Constance from Madison says radio is so much a part of her life, and it's great to make a connection with the people that she hears here on Wisconsin Public Radio every day. If you agree with those callers, those members, those folks, your neighbors who've called in and pledged their support this morning, call in and join Wisconsin Public Radio. About 42,000 people are currently members and contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio. They're probably doing something that's right for them and right for their family. Do you agree? Go to your phone right now and pledge $100, and we will help make that goal for this hour, and the Harry W. Schwartz Bookshops here in the Milwaukee area are going to kick in $500 more, but they will not provide that extra grant if you don't call in and help us make that goal. 800-383-9772.
And we only have a few minutes left to go. I particularly, there's certain hours that you want to have good pledge hours for, and Nancy is just such an important person in the world of books and important to us as well. We really look forward to her book recommendations, and I know many of you do as well because you waited a year to ask her a question. She's on much more than once a year. Please call with your pledge. I like this comment we got, Bill and Rhonda, from Brad from Harvard, Illinois, which is where my great-grandfather was the chief of police, Thomas Nolan, many years ago,
really?
And it's where my father was born as well, Harvard, Illinois. But Brad said, I've been listening quite some time. It's time to pony up. And I'm sure that many of you are in that category as well. Been listening for a while. Time to pony up. Here's the number, 800-383-9772. 800-383-9772. 800-383-9772. Let's move those numbers. Nancy's worth it, everybody. She's worth it.
Or you can log on to WPR.org. I know that this hour is for book lovers, and I know that all of you are out there. And not only do you love reading, but you love talking about what you read. You do it here on public radio each and every day. Please continue that service by logging on WPR.org or give us a call at 800-383-9772. A pledge this hour of $100 is going to get you Nancy Pearl's thousands of books recommended from, you know, toddlers to high school kids. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of those books in there, you know, for the older kids, I also enjoy, you know, the Harry Potter books, the
yes.
Sherman Alexie books for young adults.
Certainly $8.35 a month is worth it to you to receive Nancy Pearl's latest book, Book Crush. It's a great way to support this service, to thank Kathleen and Rhonda for the great lifelong learning opportunities, the authors and the books that they discuss here day after day after day. Go to your phone right now and make that pledge at 800-383-9772. We know you're going to go away feeling much better about this service and about your own contribution to it. 800-383-9772.
And we really want you to pledge in the next couple minutes here. We'd like to move those numbers up a little bit. You only have a couple minutes left this hour to receive a copy of Book Crush from Nancy Pearl. At the pledge level of $100, some of you might be able to pledge more than that, which is great. Pledge what you can, all amounts. But if you can pledge $100, we say that because then we can send you a copy of Book Crush by our wonderful librarian, Nancy Pearl. Only a couple minutes left, everybody. Get the phones going, okay? 800-383-9... Oh, we got to stop. 9772. I wasn't even watching.
Time flies when
you're
having fun.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Rhonda Fanning.
Thank you.
Producing the show, and John Treader. Yes, everybody. Thanks for your calls. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.